Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in again this week to Chasing the Freedom. I am so excited to bring you my guest this week. Her name is Krista Aoki, and she is so cool. We actually met in Bali when we were both in Bali together. We met at this digital nomadic girls luncheon, and we hit it off. We ended up doing some traveling together. We went to Malaysia and went to some cool different things together. So just to give you a little bit of backstory about Krista, in 2017, she actually started her own lifestyle and travel blog. And when she started that, she was actually working at a hotel. It gained so much traction from affiliate marketing that she was actually able to save up enough to quit her job. And then she decided to move across the world to build her online business. With her blog and her business, which is Reroute Lifestyle, Krista helps passionate creatives build an online presence so that they can design their days and work from anywhere in the world. So her official title is a brand and content strategist. But yeah, she is a blogger, affiliate marketer, and I am so excited to have her on. So Krista, thank you for being here today.
Oh my gosh, Lynn, thank you so much for having me. I am really, really excited to be on your podcast, and I'm super honored that you asked me to join.
Oh, of course. So obviously that was a little bit of background and overview about who you are, but do you just want to tell us a little bit more about you and let everyone know about where you started, maybe where you're currently at right now, and just more of your background?
Yeah. So even though I loved working in customer service when I was working at the front desk of a hotel, I knew that there had to be something more. I just didn't know what. And I think that's why I changed careers a lot in my early 20s, because I knew there was something more to life. And I wanted to search for a job that gave me purpose, but also compensated me well enough for the passion that I put into my positions. So on my lifestyle and travel blog last year, I wrote this post about why it's okay to change careers in your 20s. And I was just like kind of being angsty, just giving my opinion out to the world. And it received a lot of traction. And it was then that I felt like, wow, I guess I have something to say that other people can resonate with. So with my lifestyle blog, I taught myself skills like search engine optimization or SEO, content writing or blog writing, even graphic design or WordPress web design. And then learning all of those skills helped me build this position as a brand and content strategist. So basically, I help businesses build and grow their online presence. So you can think about me like the gal who sees the long run strategy for your business and helps you create a cohesive plan to help your business grow and succeed in the long run. Basically, I like to think of myself as a girl boss's virtual sidekick, because behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. And I want to be a part of my clients' tribes.
Oh, I love that. You're so awesome. I love the way that you just worded everything, because I just feel like you're adding so much value to people, and just the fact that you've been able to make this happen for yourself and really start from scratch, it's so admirable that you've just been able to do that and figure it out. So I love hearing that. You threw in some different words in there, obviously talking a little bit about of the work you do specifically. Do you mind just giving us a breakdown, like if anyone doesn't really know what any of that type of work is, like, I guess how exactly you make money from your blog, if you want to talk about more about affiliate marketing or passive income or the client work that you do, can you kind of give us a play-by-play of that?
Totally. With my blog, I built passive income streams with affiliate marketing. So think about affiliate marketing like working in sales, except instead of getting a commission from a sale at the register in a department store, you're getting the commission from purchases that you inspire your readers to make online. And since it's a digital age, this is really cool that we can do this. We can inspire people and connect with them online. They don't have to be in front of us. They don't have, your readers don't, wouldn't have to be in your town. So affiliate marketing is basically sales online. And I used the passive income stream of affiliate marketing on my blog to act as a supplement for my travel expenses. So like you mentioned earlier, I've kind of been traveling around. We met in Bali, and luckily I had those passive income streams for my blog as I built this brand and content strategy business. And so different things that you can do with brand and content strategy that you can offer to businesses is blog writing, email writing. So writing emails for their customers or their potential customers, and even WordPress web design. If you start learning more about designing your blog, then you can help these business owners who are busy with other things design their blog too.
Cool. It sounds like you have one income stream from affiliate marketing, or maybe that's, you know, multiple income streams. And then you also have income coming in through the clients that you work with. Can you kind of tell someone if they might be thinking, well, that's great, she's a brand and content strategist, but how do you even start there? Like, how do you even get clients in the first place? Do you want to tell us kind of how you are able to start gaining clients and putting yourself out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I've gotten all of my clients from Facebook groups. So okay. Facebook groups like Female Digital Nomads and Bucket List Bombshells. I've seen that they have a bunch of get hired posts. If I see that there's someone who's looking for the skills that I have, blog writing, search engine optimization, email writing, graphics, which a lot of entrepreneurs do, and especially women entrepreneurs, then I'll reach out to them, let them know what I have to offer, and build that relationship from there.
Okay, awesome. Do you think that the market is, I guess, oversaturated, or someone's listening and they're like, wow, I think I would want to do something like that, but it sounds like there's so many people that are already doing it. Do you think there's a place for them to make money, or do you think that all of the spots have already been taken up by other people?
I think there is so much room for everyone to try this, especially if you're able to teach yourself better ways to write a blog, teach yourself about how to use keywords and search engine optimization to grow someone's reach online. There are so many people who are looking for help. I see hashtag get hired posts on my Facebook feed all day. Mm-hmm. So there are so many people who are looking for help. This digital space is growing and growing and growing. So I don't think the market is oversaturated. I think that maybe if someone's struggling with getting into this field, they really need to think about who they want to serve and where is that person? For example, for me, I want to serve female business owners. So Facebook groups are the place for me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I also agree that it's never going to be oversaturated, because I feel like once I understood the mentality that there is enough space for everyone and different people are going to resonate with some people and not other people, then you just really realize that your opportunities are endless, because like there's going to be people out there that resonate with me and not you. And there's going to be plenty of people that resonate with you and not me. And I mean, that's how it should be. And so I feel like just really switching that mindset and realizing that it's never going to be overcrowded. Like there's never going to be no room, it just changes so much. And I feel like it makes you realize that there really is plenty of room for you in whatever field that you want to go into. Like, for example, for me, I really resonate with some podcasters, and obviously I'm a podcaster, so I listen to podcasts all the time, but there are some podcasters where I just am like, she's my girl or he's my guy, whatever. And you just on the same wavelength as them, you know what I mean? Or even think about it through Instagram. Like, you follow certain people on Instagram because, I mean, you vibe with them. Like, you like the brand and message that they're putting out. And then some people, you know, you don't click that follow button because you don't resonate with them. And it's the same thing for business. It's the same thing for literally anything that you do. There's going to be people that you resonate with and people that you don't. And I think it's just like that for a reason. So that's why I feel that there's always going to be enough space.
Absolutely. There's an influencer who I look up to on Instagram, who is just this productivity guru. And a lot of people talk about productivity, but Alyssa Coleman actually, she speaks my language. And so when she posts out there, I feel like she's talking directly to me, and we're sitting over a cup of coffee. And those are the people who you can have as clients, as you're freelancing. And yeah, I'm helping people out.
Yes, I totally agree. Taking it back a little bit, I kind of want to get into the transition between when you were working at your hotel job versus when you felt like you had enough security or stability or whatever to take the leap, quit your job, and start traveling. Just because I want people to understand that, like, if they're working in a job right now and they're like, I don't even know where to start or what to do, I kind of want to like shed light on what you did to maybe help someone realize that it's possible for them. So can you kind of give us the timeline or breakdown of what it was like working your job and starting your blog?
Totally. So I started my lifestyle blog in February of 2017, and I actually started it with the intent to make money from it. So I put up this post. It was a Valentine's Day gift guide for guys, and I sent it out on Pinterest.
Yes. Wait, I didn't know that. I love that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so my first affiliate sale was 7 days after I launched this blog and this post. From my Valentine's Day gift guide, it was a whopping 44 cents, but that gave me the proof, like, oh yeah, yeah, I can make money online, and this is what I want to do. Yes. After that, I spent a lot of time learning about affiliate marketing and what inspired people to make a purchase. All the while, from February to maybe October, I was working at my day job and saving up all of the money that I earned from blogging. And I knew that this savings would be able to hold me over after I quit my job in October. So in October, November of last year, I left my 9-to-5 and flew across the world to Thailand with my former business partner. And we just had this idea like, oh yeah, we're going to start a blog. And to be honest, it wasn't as easy as we thought it was. And so that's when we kind of shifted and realized, wait, still these skills are super helpful and still it's beneficial to build a business online, but maybe we need to offer these skills to others to help them skyrocket their online presence while we work on the behind and tackle the blog a little bit slower.
Would you say that once you flew overseas, you kind of shifted your gears a little bit more to focusing on getting clients?
So actually, my partner and I, we split up about 2 months into our trip in Asia. And it was then that my expenses also doubled. So no longer was the blog kind of even with my expenses. I went into survival mode and started shifting my gears then.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Even after you switched over to more client acquisition and everything, can you kind of talk maybe about specific products or things that you promote on your blog just to give a better picture?
Yeah. So I actually no longer do lifestyle blogging. I blog about travel sometimes. So I receive commissions from places like booking.com and TripAdvisor. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of my income comes from more business related products like web hosting and client resource managers that people can use to manage their clients and products like that.
How do you get traffic to your blog?
Pinterest. I love Pinterest. It's a top referral for my blog, and it feels so passive. So basically, Pinterest is the visual Google. You can browse all of these images, and Pinterest shows your pins to people who aren't even following you but are interested in what you're writing about. Mm. So it's an incredible way for someone who is not that known to still get their content seen.
I have been learning about Pinterest these past couple months because I'm getting into affiliate marketing now too. And I feel like when everyone's starting out, people just want to go to Instagram and try to become Insta famous. And I don't think there's anything wrong with building a brand on Instagram because all social media platforms are important. But if you want results, I think quicker, or if you just want a better chance of being seen, like through SEO and what people are actually searching for, then Pinterest is the way to go. And it's seriously just blowing my mind with how much you can do with it because I just never knew.
I like how you make that comparison too about quick results versus the long results that it does take to build an Instagram following. Mm. I put in maybe a few hours of time for my clients to write keyword descriptions and create pins, and they start seeing traffic immediately, which is monumental.
Yes. Yep. I've seen so much traffic. I've just been on Pinterest for like less than 2 months, and I've gotten like over 100,000 viewers to my profile, which is just incredible. Yeah. Pinterest. Cool. So let's say someone is interested in getting more into affiliate marketing or wanting to start their blog or maybe even get clients, but still feels like they don't know really where to start. Can you kind of give some tips on the best places that you would start?
So for something like blogging, I would start by writing or trying to figure out, actually for all of this, I would start with trying to figure out who you want to serve, mm-hmm. Whether it's blogging or trying to get clients. Go from there. Decide how you want to serve them. Do a little brainstorming about how you can serve them. If you're writing blog content, then write blog content tailored to them. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they just want to write for themselves and they want to make money from it. And it's great. I write for myself often. I think I journal a few times per week, and that's all for myself. But when you're trying to build a blog or build a business and impact people, you have to also really think about how am I going to help them versus just thinking about what you want to do for you.
That's so good. I feel like that is so important because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about the people that you're serving. And I feel like going into that with that mentality, you're going to be able to pick up clients a lot quicker because, like we were saying earlier, you're going to be speaking the language that they need to hear and they're going to resonate with you. So I'm really glad that you pointed that out. Would you recommend going to, I guess, Facebook first or Pinterest or Instagram? If you're just starting out, which platform would you focus on?
For learning, I would try learning on Pinterest first, but going to Facebook and Facebook groups for questions. Mm. Look for blogging groups. Look for female entrepreneur groups. And feel free to shoot out questions for them. And then if you need an instant answer, head to Pinterest because someone probably wrote an article about it.
Yeah, I completely agree. When I talked about this in one of my other episodes, but when I first started out, I joined like 50 Facebook groups and I was just wanting to get a remote job. And I feel like I've said this so many times in my different episodes, but I am all about the Facebook groups because I just feel like you learn 100 times quicker than you ever would on your own. And like you said, you can ask questions, get feedback, and most likely someone has already asked your question. So I am all about those Facebook groups.
And a lot of the time too, with blogging or when you're starting a business, you don't have people around you in your mm-hmm. in your day-to-day life who are blogging, or most people don't. So it is essential to join Facebook groups to connect with people who know about what you're learning about. It's not like a workplace where, oh yeah, I can just go to the next cubicle and ask Daisy a question because Daisy isn't there. So those Facebook groups act as a really great replacement for Daisy.
Yeah. And also one more thing about this. What are your thoughts on hiring mentors?
Oh, I think that hiring a mentor could be super, super valuable. I haven't been ready for it myself, but I think that if you do your due diligence and find someone who you're vibrating on the same wavelength with and who is a step or two steps above you, mm-hmm. I've seen incredible results from mentors amongst my friends.
Mm. Yeah. About the part when you said find someone who's a step or two steps above you, I just feel like that's gold, because that's all you need is someone, whether you're mentoring someone or you're being mentored, you just need someone who is a little bit ahead of you. Or if you're mentoring someone, you just need someone who's a little bit behind you and you can just help them. Yeah, I'm a big fan of mentors. I always am like, okay, who can I hire to like help me get to the next step as quick as possible? Because I just like to, I like the most effective way, I guess.
Absolutely. It really helps to have someone's second opinion. I mm-hmm. talk about this all the time, but a lot of the times we think we're right. And actually, I was just talking to someone with this today. Just what we think is right is our own reality. But mm-hmm. if you have a mentor, they'll be able to say like, oh, you're doing this, but it's causing you this, and that doesn't get you to the results you want. So why are you doing it? So having that second opinion is so valuable. And like you said, it's time saving.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that. To switch gears a little bit now, obviously this show is called Chasing the Freedom. And I always ask people this, and I love asking it. So what does freedom mean to you specifically? And also, has your current lifestyle changed the way that you view freedom from the way you used to view it?
I love this question, and I love when you ask people this on the podcast. Freedom to me means being able to design my days. I used to be so focused on work, like only focused on work. And I worked so often that I barely got time to spend with people who I loved. And I didn't realize this until a client told me, but the best ideas happen away from the work zone. They happen away from the laptop. So freedom is being able to set aside time to work, but also creating that time where I can block 2 hours in the middle of the day for a long lunch with a friend and talk about life or business or both. Mm-hmm. It means being able to design my days to work when I'm most inspired and create time for people who also inspire me.
So it sounds like freedom to you is really having that creative space to work when you're inspired and have more creative space. Is that kind of how you feel?
Definitely. And I'm so fortunate, because if I'm not feeling ready or if the coffee wasn't strong enough, I can play around with my Google Calendar or play around with my to-do list to work on something that maybe doesn't require as much brain power or can be tabled until later.
I agree, because I feel like now having like a more flexible schedule, I've paid a lot more attention to the times during the day when I have energy, more energy, versus when I'm lacking in energy. So for me, I'm a big morning person. So I have I'm most productive in the morning. And then like mid-afternoon is when I kind of get into my slump a little bit. And then I have more energy in the evening. So it's been really cool to be able to pay attention to that more and do all my important things in the morning when I have most energy in the evening. So then kind of take a little siesta in the middle of the day to kind of chill out a little bit.
It makes you happier, which makes you more productive. So why not, right?
Exactly. Yes. This is another question that I love asking, because I also love hearing people's answers, because it's always different. So if there was one thing that you wish people especially people our age, like if there was one thing you wish people our age would just get, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I actually feel very, very passionate about this answer. Because I describe my work to others as content marketing or blogging, I get a lot of people who say, wow, I want to start a blog, but I don't really have a story to tell. And just a few days ago, someone literally said that to me and I couldn't hold back. Like at the end of last year, so not even a year ago, this person taught themselves everything about cryptocurrency through YouTube and blog content. And now they're living in a foreign country, living a pretty relaxed life while making at least 1% profit every day. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, but it's inspiring and it could give someone that conviction like, oh wow, this person taught himself cryptocurrency. Why can't I? So I really wish that people would get that they do have a story and their story can resonate with and inspire someone else to set aside that time to take action. And if you inspire even one person to take action, that's impactful enough, right?
Absolutely. Do you think that a lot of people feel like they have nothing to offer, so why even try?
Yeah, I feel that people really undervalue themselves and give themselves that excuse, but what's the pain in trying? I think that every story is special and every story is different. And for example, I've learned from the first episode of your podcast that you knew immediately before you graduated university that you wanted to travel and you were doing it with or without anyone. And you just this super independent, chasing the freedom kind of girl. Whereas even though I feel like I'm totally on the same level as you, I have a story totally unlike that. I started traveling because I had a partner to travel with me and I would have never been able to take that leap. So all of these small details that maybe someone would think are really irrelevant in their lives are actually pretty impactful and can really resonate with someone else.
So agree. And I guess going back to what we were saying earlier, how people are going to resonate with you or with me or whoever in different ways. So it's like, we're not going to all be the same and we all shouldn't be the same. And we can all be doing, or we can be doing similar things, or we can have similar goals or, you know, things that we want to do, but the methods and the way that we get there and the people who we're going to click with and everything like that, it's going to be different. But I think that's honestly like the most beautiful part, because you have your own story for a reason and no one else sees the world in the way that you do. So no one else can tell the stories that you can tell and no one else can help people in the way that you can help people. So I really just wish people could get how powerful they are when they step into who they are, like authentically, and live in their gifts that no one else has. So I completely agree with you.
Absolutely. And you might specialize in something that's different from me. And in fact, you do. You have a background in marketing. Mm-hmm. And you have all of this experience with social media. And it's been really cool to see the way that you've promoted your podcast. Whereas I am more of like the words and WordPress web design kind of person. So everyone specializes in something different and everyone has unique backgrounds, and being able to put your mind to it instead of talking yourself out of it constantly is a big, big step in the right direction.
Yes. When you were saying that you're more of like a words techie person, I just feel like you're so gifted in ways that I'm not, whereas like, I feel like you understand like behind the scenes really well. And first of all, I feel like you're just a genius but you understand processes and systems. And you guys, Krista is also one of the most humble people I know, but she is really a genius at what she does. And I think that, yeah, she's super smart, and any client who is lucky enough to work with her, I just feel like they made a really good decision. So Yeah, it just goes to show that everyone has something or does something in a certain way that no one else can do. And yeah, I think that's really beautiful to be able to see that. Krista, if someone is listening to this and they might be wanting to work with you or maybe learn more from you or talk with you more, where's the best place that people can connect with you to learn more?
Well, you can connect with me on Instagram at Reroute Lifestyle or at reroutelifestyle.com.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have your own Facebook group?
Yeah. Actually, so I do have a community on Facebook. It's just reroutelifestyle.com/community.
Cool. You guys totally join that if you are interested in anything that Krista was talking about, what she does, because like I said, I know she provides a ton of value and she's extremely selfless and giving. So I would definitely recommend her Facebook to you guys. I'll link everything in the show notes too, so that way you can connect with her more. Krista, thank you so much for coming on. This has been so fun. And I feel like whenever we get together, we just end up laughing and it's just so great to talk with you more and hear more about what you do. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me, Lynn. It's a little late in the evening, so I'm glad that you put up with all of my craziness just now. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling a little tired and low energy at the beginning of this call, but I feel so pumped and full of life right now.
Oh, I love that. I feel the same way. Just laughing together. It's so fun. All right, you guys. Well, as I said before, if you want to connect with Krista, all of her stuff is going to be in the show notes. And like I said, she's super easy to talk to and is so helpful and friendly. So do not hesitate to reach out to her and learn more. So thank you again, Krista, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lynn. Bye.
All right, so that's a wrap for this episode. As always, thanks for tuning in again today. And can we just take a moment to acknowledge the fact that Krista is one of the kindest and most sweetest people that you've ever heard in your entire life. I just think it's super inspiring how committed she is to helping other people and seeing her clients succeed. I love that. As always, if you guys want to leave me a rating, you know I won't be objected to that. And also this week, I just wanted to put this out there and say that if you know any girl who you think would be a good fit for this show, maybe you see her on social media or you know her in real life, or you just want to know more about how she's making a living, what she's doing. She maybe travels a lot. She posts about having an awesome life. I don't know. Just feel free to shoot me an email or a message on any of the social media, any of my social media platforms, and let me know. I do have a lot of guests lined up, but I am always looking for people who would be a great fit for this show. So don't hesitate to let me know who you want to hear. All right. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.